And I say unto you, saith the Spirit of grace, that change comes through intimacy in my spirit, in your spirit. Highlight this. Underscore it. Take a marker in your own mind and spirit and put intimacy to a place, exalted in my presence to a place as an open door into the supernatural, says the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus. Go back. Go back and listen to what you heard Wednesday night from my spirit. Listen to it once and listen to it again. Listen until it gets down in your spirit of what I'm calling you to in places of intimacy. It's one thing to know me in the Word and to know truth by the Word. It's another thing to know me in truth and in intimacy, says the Spirit of grace. Come into that place, for no other place will provide the revival outpouring that you're asking. Mechanics will not do it. Not even time spent with me, which to many sounds like a contradiction. But many of you have been spending time with me as in watching the clock and letting your mind and affection be on other things. But I say unto you again, I do not fellowship with time. I fellowship with you in time, says the Spirit of grace. So intimacy is the hour. Intimacy and knowing me face to face. Come into this place. There's no other way. This was the way that I spent with my Father. My disciples wanted to know. They wanted to follow me in prayer. And the best that I could do for them was give them my prayer externally at the time, but I never could at that time convey to them the internal communion that I was having and that they would have one day with the Father. But now it's given to you for this place. Make no excuses. Guard your time. Mahalo olehediete, mahalo sote, medialo kolatiete, mando keresete, malo jose. For many of you are saying in your heart, this is good for those to whom it applies, but I'm in this season of my life. I'm in this season, and at some point, I'll go to that place. But I say unto you, to every mother, to every father, to every housewife, to every businesswoman, to every worker, to every elder, to every preacher, to the great and to the small and to the in-between, I'm asking you to come up higher and give me more of yourself than you're presently giving. You can do this through my grace and not of yourself, says the Spirit of grace.